time now for our mailbag. And Mark, you've done such a good job with answering these questions. We have a sponsor.
That's right, the Houston Texans scratch-off game from the Texas Lottery. And you'll be seeing the commercials, and they're voiced by somebody who you may have heard of.
Oy vey. The product is getting a big head.
All right. Oy vey on the huddle. I love this. Go.
Let's get right to it. Desiree writes in and wants to know, based on what you've seen out at training camp, who looks to be the backup quarterback going into the season?
That's a great question. Look, if I were Gary Kubiak and Matt Schaub went down, T.J. Yates is my man because he's been there before and he's won in this league. He won a playoff game. We've all seen him. But Case Keenum is having a great camp and not flawless, but certainly has made a ton of progress. And you just get the feeling that Keenum is going to get some playing time, significant playing time in these upcoming preseason games. You know, certainly he was going to play, but I think he's going to get time with the twos, meaning the second string, and he'll have a chance to upset and become that backup quarterback. But in all likelihood, it's Yates.
All right, question number two from William. He always hears about rookie hazing in training camp. Is any of that going on out there with the Houston Texans?
Well, they do. It's not really hazing, but it's the rookie process. You carry the pads of the veterans and that kind of thing. And then they do a talent show, and maybe they'll do some other stuff as well behind closed doors. But it's nothing too serious, nothing too severe. It's just a tradition in the National Football League. They have to do stuff like this.
All right. Steven wants to know, based on what you've seen, who out there is a long shot that maybe is flying under the radar that you think has a shot to make this team?
You know, the thing about long shots, Patty, is the media is out here and they see every long shot possibility. We've talked about Willie Jefferson in some of our Texans Training Camp Today shows. And Willie is a good outside linebacker prospect who could possibly make the roster, special teamer. Maybe he gets into the mix, who knows, based on injuries. And then you look at some other guys like Dennis Johnson. We talked about him, the running back from Arkansas. He's an undrafted free agent who I think has a terrific chance of making this roster. I mean, those are two guys right there to keep your eye on.
All right, and finally, Kelly wants to talk a little bit more about the bag policy. She understands it, but what about those that are trying to come in with a baby?
With a baby. And, you know, I have Vander Kid 2 right now, 6 months old. And, you know, if I were bringing Vander Kid 2 to a Texans game, I'm not going to bring him into the booth, by the way, but I would get a clear bag to put all the diaper bag stuff in. You know, just get a clear bag and you just got to do it somehow. Now, my wife has very specific diaper bag requirements. For me, when I take the baby out, I just throw stuff in a bag anyway, so I'm fine with it. And I think you just have to make this adjustment is to keep everybody safe.
Can you have one bag each? Husband has a bag, wife has a bag?
Yeah, you can, but it's got to be clear so you can see what's inside it. And for more information, go to HoustonTexans.com, the game day page, click on the bag policy to learn more.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it, but we encourage you, as Mark mentioned, to tune in each and every night around 10:30 for Texans Training Camp Today, where we break it all down.
Yes, we do, Patty, and it's a labor of love.
All right, have a great week, everyone.